Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay? Yeah? Okay. So my name is Terry Wadsworth. I am Mark and Angie Wadsworth's daughter and also Danny Cruz's sister, if any of you guys know who that is. But I am an intern this summer for the teen ministry, and so I have been given the amazing opportunity to lead you all in communion today. So this past Wednesday, we had a midweek lesson about love and what that means, what it looks like, and so I thought I would kind of talk about what the cross means in terms of love, but more on a personal level. So if you all would open your Bibles and turn to Isaiah 43. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 5. So this is probably one of my favorite passages in the Bible. It's one of those that you wouldn't expect to kind of be in Isaiah specifically, but it's just so beautiful when you read it. So in verse 1, it says, "But now this is what the Lord says. He created you, Jacob. He who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the river, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba for your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west." So this is one of the few passages where God explicitly says the words, "I love you." I think we always hear verses, especially like in Psalms and in Proverbs, where it talks about God's unfailing love or the Lord's love. But this passage just makes it so personal that he loves you specifically. And love is such a powerful word. I think in this modern day, it's been something that's been very watered down, and we don't really understand the impact of that word. But once we look at the cross, I feel like we really understand what love truly is. So in this passage, he not only says that he loves you, but he says that you are mine, that you are precious, and you are honored in his sight. And these are all such beautiful things to when someone says that about you. But I think the real thing to understand is, like, do you believe that God sees you that way? And do you believe that you can be seen that way? Because I know for me, I am someone who tends to struggle with self-worth, and so it can be really hard for me to understand that someone can love me just like this. But if you would all turn with me to Isaiah 53, this is a very popular passage that talks about the cross. And it was written, for those of you who don't really know the context of the Bible, this was written about 700 years before Jesus came to the earth. But it talks about everything that he went through and everything that he had to go through, but in a very kind of intense level. So I'm going to start in verse 1. It says, "Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for his sin, he will see his offering and prolong his days. and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. So this is, like, as I said, a more in-depth look into the cross and what Jesus went through and what he had to go through. But Jesus had a choice when he was on the cross. And we all kind of familiar with that choice that he could have gone through with the suffering of the cross, or he could have literally backed out and, like, 10 legions of angels would have come and saved him, which, if I were in that situation, would have definitely called on those 10 legions of angels, because if I had known that this was all going to happen to me, I'd be like, I can't. This is too much. But Jesus did all of this because he loves you specifically. He did this because he knows that you are precious, that you are chosen, that you are honored, and that you are glorified by him. He no longer wanted a barrier to be there. That's how much that he loves you. I think sometimes I can very much forget how much God loves me. And then when I look at the cross and I read in Isaiah 43 that he loves me so deeply, I'm like, wow, how could I have forgotten that? Like, it's so crazy. And just the fact that he even knew that this was going to happen before that too, it just blows my mind just to think that someone would go through that for me. And so as you are contemplating on the cross and meditating on his word, remember how much he loves you, how much he cherishes you, that this isn't just something that we do every Sunday. It's really, really easy to get numb and just take another communion and just kind of go about your day. But remember that Jesus loves you so deeply and so much, and that this isn't something that was meant to be numb. This wasn't something that we were supposed to just do every week or every 2 weeks or whatever. This is something that we do to help us remember why we are Christians and why we follow him. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you so much for today. Thank you that you have waken us up this morning and given us the opportunity to be here. God, I pray that you'll please help us to remember that we are loved by you, that we are cherished by you, that we are precious, that we are yours. I pray that you will please help us just to remember not to live our lives as numb disciples, but people who are on fire for you, who are passionate about your love, God, and that we can just really shine your light wherever we go. God, thank you for Jesus and his sacrifice, and that he went through all of it because he loves us and that he wants us to have a relationship with you, God. I pray that you will help us to have a great week and that we will have a great day today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.